Take a deep breath in. On your exhale, allow your eyes to softly close.
Ooh, that's good. A little too good, maybe.
Felicia, he said, gently chiding.
Sorry, nerves. Okay, here we go. Start again.
He repeated his line about inhaling and exhaling. Felicia was so distracted by how attractive his voice had become that she almost forgot to follow his instructions. But after a glare from Kyle, she drew a deep breath and closed her eyes.
Very good.
And a tingle went up her spine. That voice was going to be the death of her.
We break over the edge of the trench, but Kyros doesn't stop until we're tucked against a wall of dark stone, well away from the trench and the creatures that lives within it. Kyros spins me toward him, his hands clamping around my upper arms.
What the fuck were you thinking? He hisses.
His words are muffled by the water, but the fury in them is impossible to miss. I stare at him, still trying to catch my breath. My whole body hurts, and my head feels like it's been split open from the inside. I can barely think, and he wants answers? Not going to happen.
You locked me in a cave, I snap. What exactly did you expect me to do?
I don't know, he snarls. Not swim into a death current, for starters. I laugh, but it comes out shaky.
Well, I'll make sure to ask for a map next time.
Eliza will be here soon to help me dress, I say quietly, afraid of being overheard, knowing Knox is on the other side of the door. My breathing is ragged, my chest growing heavy with each sharp inhale. My thoughts are unclear, from either lack of oxygen or pure desire. I'm unsure.
I don't care, Silas growls, nipping at my ear, then kissing down my neck.
My body melts as his hands roam my curves. His mouth crashes into mine, kissing me like he's been starved, and my body is the only thing that will satisfy his hunger. He kneels in front of me. I gasp with each kiss he places up my thighs.
I want to make it clear to you. The only person whose queen you'll be is mine. I'm the only one allowed to worship you this way.